ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. సదాశివ సమారంభాం శంకరాచార్య మధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం సద్గురు చరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. వివేక చూడామణి శ్లోక 270. లోకానువర్తనం త్యక్త్వా త్యక్త్వా దేహానువర్తనం శాస్త్రానువర్తనం త్యక్త్వా స్వాధ్యాసాపనయం కురు. సో వి వర్ డిస్కసింగ్ ద టాపిక్ ఆఫ్ వాసనా క్షయ ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ వెబినార్, అండ్ ది వాసనాస్ దే వర్ బ్రాడ్లీ క్లాసిఫైడ్ ఇన్ టు 3. ది లోక వాసన, అవర్ అబ్సెషన్ విత్ ది సెటప్, the surroundings, the environment, worldly pursuit, name, fame, money, possession, position, status, all those, they are all called lokanuvartanam. Of course, we cannot totally negate all these things as long as we are in the society. So that is why many of these things which are said here, they are all essentially for the sannyasis. We have to watch out as much as possible for a grahastha. That means we have to reduce it as much as possible. In simple language, too much of worldliness is avoided, at least to minimize, for example, the gossip portion. And next is the deha vasana. And here Shankaracharya says, deha anuvartanam, like, you know, dancing to the tunes of the body, being obsessed with the body, catering to the needs of the body, and overdoing lots of things, portion of all these things to the body. We don't say body should be neglected here also. No Vedantin will say that. But spending more time on the body and its condition, that is called deha anuvartanam, which is actually more difficult because loka is, you know, external atma, external anatma, and body is internal, closer anatma. So more intimate and more powerful. The body is more intimate, more powerful. And then Shastravasana, being interested in the Shastra for the sake of, you know, Shastra, purely an intellectual exercise, academic fulfillment, thrill. But academically interested in Shastra without bothering what Shastra tries to say. So all these things, you know, this also can be a problem because Shastras are anantam. There are a lot of Shastras. We have got so many: Vedanta, Tarka, Mimamsa, Vyakarana. So many of them are there. So I develop abhimana with the intellect, buddhi. So Shastra Vasana, that corresponds to identification with buddhi, and no intellect can cover the Shastra. Actually, we saw the story of sage Bharadwaja in the last webinar. So Veda itself says, don't get addicted to me also. So that is called Shastram Anuvartanam, Anuvartanam Tyaktva. So stop dancing to the tunes of even the Shastras. In the case of Shastra Vasana, it is a Shubha Vasana only. It's a good Vasana. But, you know, the problem is when Shankaracharya says, if you give up Shastra Vasana, he does not say stop studying. Whatever he says is Swa Adhyasa Apanayam Kuru. That's what he says. So may you remove the threefold Adhyasa. The first adhyasa is loka adhyasa, identification with the family, house, nation, and all that things. So bahya anatma abhimana, that is called loka adhyasa. And deha anuvartanam, giving up what? The stula sharira adhyasa tyaga, and shastra anuvartanam, giving up the sukshma sharira adhyasa or abhimana. So because of sukshma sharira abhimana, Shastra Vasana will be very powerful because the intellect is in the Sukshma Sharira, since Shastra Vasana belongs to Buddhi, which belongs to the Sukshma Shariram. Enjoy the study, enjoy the non-study also. This is called Adhyasa Apanayaha. So Bahya Prapancha, Stula Sharira, Sukshma Sharira, Adhyasa Apanayam Kuru. That was the previous shloka. Apanaya means may you negate the Abhimana. So we saw up to this shloka in the last webinar. Now let us read the next shloka, shloka 271. లోక వాసనయా జంతో శాస్త్ర వాసనయాపి చ దేహ వాసనయా జ్ఞానం యతావన్నైవ జాయతే. సో వై షుడ్ డూ వన్ షుడ్ డూ ది వాసనా క్షయ? వి ఆల్రెడీ సా దిస్ టాపిక్. ఇఫ్ ఎనిబడి ఆస్క్, శంకరాచార్య సేస్ వితౌట్ దాట్ నాలెడ్జ్ క్యానాట్ ఫంక్షన్ అండ్ గివ్ ఎ పర్సన్ జీవన్ ముక్తి, బై విచ్ వి మీన్ పీస్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్. జీవన్ ముక్తి ఇస్ పీస్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్, ఫుల్ఫిల్మెంట్, ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ దే విల్ నాట్ కమ్. సో జ్ఞానం విల్ అపియర్ ఎ థియరిటికల్ ఎక్సర్సైజ్, అకాడమిక్ ఎక్సర్సైజ్. వేదాంత విల్ అపియర్ ఇంప్రాక్టికల్ ఫర్ దోస్ పీపుల్. సో వై వీ ఫీల్ వేదాంత డస్ నాట్ వర్క్? హీ సేస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఇస్ నాట్ దేర్, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ దట్ కన్విక్షన్ ఆర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఇస్ నాట్ దేర్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ దేర్. వీ హవ్ సెడ్ మెనీ టైమ్స్ దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఇస్ వన్ దట్ వీ నీడ్ నాట్ గెట్, బికాస్ యు ఆర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఓన్లీ ఆల్ ది టైమ్. వీ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టు లుక్ ఫార్ సంథింగ్ దేర్. Therefore, you don't lack Brahman experience at all. You don't lack conviction also or knowledge. The only thing is what? The knowledge is a hostage of. It's like a powerful person, you know, it has been tied and with tied down. And what is required? We don't need a new person. We have to only untie the person. Similarly, Jnanam is capable of giving peace of mind. And if knowledge is not able to do that, then these trivida vasana, these three types of vasanas, they have tied that person, that knowledge down from doing its job. So jantoho, jantoho means for the jantu, for the human being here, jnanam yatha, yathavat na jayate. The clear knowledge or the knowledge without any obstacles, that is the అప్రతిబంధక జ్ఞానం, అప్రతిబద్ధ జ్ఞానం, అప్రతిబద్ధ జ్ఞానం, ప్రతిబద్ధ అప్రతిబద్ధ, అప్రతిబద్ధ జ్ఞానం, దట్ ఈస్ అన్అబ్స్ట్రక్టెడ్ జ్ఞానం, దట్ ఫ్రీ నాలెడ్జ్ నా జాయతే. ఇట్ డస్ నాట్ టేక్ ప్లేస్ ఫర్ దట్ పర్సన్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ త్రీ పవర్ఫుల్ వాసన, నేమ్లీ లోక వాసన, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది అబ్సెషన్ విత్ వరల్డ్లీ కండిషన్స్, ఫ్యామిలీ సెటప్, ఆఫీస్ సెటప్, నేషనల్ సెటప్, ఆల్ దాట్. వెన్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ఐడియల్, దెన్ దట్ విల్ నెవర్ హ్యాపన్. And by the time one is right, the other one goes wrong. Because this is, we all this is must be sly, you know. So if son is okay, daughter-in-law is not. If daughter is good, son-in-law is not. So all those things, they happen. So normally, you know, there is a saying, Jamata Dashamo Graha. The son-in-law is supposed to be the 10th Rashi or the 10th planet. By the time all are fine, then my health also doesn't cooperate. It starts to fail. We can never straighten the world. But do whatever one can, but never allow it to overwhelm this knowledge. Therefore, as long as loka vasana is there, shastra vasana is there, deha vasana is there, then all of them are there, jnanam yathavate. So apradipattataya, without any obstacle, it is never possible. So that pradibandham will be there. Shloka 272. సంసార కారాగృహమోక్షమిచ్చో అయోమయం పాద నిబంధ శృంఖలం వదంతి తజ్ఞా పటు వాసనాత్రయం యోస్మాద్ విముక్త సముపైతి ముక్తిం. అదర్ మై శ్లోక. ది సేమ్ ఐడియా ఇస్ ప్రెసెంటెడ్ హియర్ ఇన్ అ డిఫరెంట్ లాంగ్వేజ్ బై ది ఆచార్య. హీ డ్వెల్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ టాపిక్ సో దాట్ ఇట్ విల్ సింక్ ఇన్ అవర్ పర్సనాలిటీ. He goes on talking about the same thing so many times so that it will sink in us. Whenever our mind complains that there is no use learning Shastra, we should remember this topic all the time. The problem is not with knowledge at all, but with the Pratibandha Nivritti that is not done efficiently by me. So he dwells in this topic. Samsara Karagraha Moksham Ichyoho. Suppose a person he desires, ichyoho. Ichyoho means a person who desires. What? Moksham. Moksham is release. From where? Release from where? Karagriha. Karagriha means prison, the jail. What type of prison it is? Samsara karagraham. And what is the crime committed by him? Avidya, kama and karma, all of them. Three big crimes he has committed. Avidya, ignorance. Kama, all kinds of desires, and karma, so many different types of actions. For those crimes only, everyone is imprisoned in samsara. So, the one who desires release from that prison, for him, what happens? Ayomayam pada nibandha shrinkalam. What happened to him? Interesting example is given. The release was given. He was put in the prison. Release is given. With the key of knowledge, the lock is unlocked. The prison doors are also opened. They said, now you can go away. Because avidya lock is gone. But still, that fellow continues to be there. And he seems to struggle to come out, not able to come out. And once we find on inquiry, we found that both his legs, there are two strong iron blocks or chains. They have tied them down. Even though prison doors are open, freedom has been given. He is not able to get out because of the dead weight tied to his legs through the chains. Similarly, through self-knowledge, this Shravana Mananam key, I might have opened the door of samsara karagriha. Therefore, I have clear knowledge. I have done Shravanam, I have done Mananam, no doubt regarding this fact at all. I can even teach other people. I have learned so much that I can even teach other people. But what happened? Problem still continues due to three iron blocks or chains tied to my legs. And what are those three iron blocks tied to my mind legs, the leg of my mind? Loka vasana, shastra vasana, and deha vasana. Therefore, he says, ayomayam. These are all iron blocks. They are not wooden ones. Wooden ones he can still drag and walk. But this is ayomayam. Ayaha means iron. Shrinkala. Shrinkala means a chain. So, iron chain has been bound to the legs. Pada nibandha shrinkalam. And what are those chains? Three chains. Tajnyaha vadanti. The wise people who know the scriptures, who know about bondage and liberation, those spiritual experts, tajna, so the specialists, they say that vasana trayam is that shrinkala. Shrinkala is that chain. So the vasana trayam, that should be connected to the second line, that is pada nibandha shrinkala. Iti. Iti means in this manner. In what manner? That this vasana trayam is the pada nibandha shrinkalam, the experts declare, and that also, if that these vasanas are very feeble, if they are very weak, we can permit it to remain perhaps. And what is the difference between a feeble vasana and a tivra or powerful vasana? Feeble vasana only can create the thoughts in the mind at the mental level. Then I recognize that it is not healthy thought, and so I can nip it in the bud itself. But when it is a powerful thought, not only it generates unhealthy thoughts in my mind at the mental level, then they flow into verbal and even physical deeds. That is why we say we don't have to completely remove the vasana. It is not possible also. Only make it sufficiently feeble, weak. Therefore, Shankaracharya, he uses an adjective, patu vasana trayam. Patu means tivra, strong. So, the tivra vasanas are the shrinkala, the chain. And therefore, after opening the door of the jail, the second process is what? Removing the chain also. Opening the door is called jnana praptihi through shravanam. I got it. Removing the chain is called vasana kshayaha. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, yaha asmat vimuktaha, whomsoever is free from the powerful influence of these three vasanas, asmat, asmat means vasanatrayat. From the grip of these three vasanas, the one who is free, saham muktim samupaiti, that person enjoys jivan mukti. Mukti here means jivan mukti. The mind fully enjoys the glory of knowledge because the obstacles are not there anymore. They are removed. So, Atmanyevan Atmana Tushtaha Dukkeshu Anudvignamanaha. So, I am relaxed not because I am free from problems in life. I am relaxed in spite of problems in life. That is, the beauty of this particular weakening, this vasana. This is vasanakshaya being weakened. Continuing, sloka 273. Jaladi samsargavashat prabhuta durganta dutagaru divya vasana sangarshane naiva vibhati samyak vidhuyamane sati bahya gandhe. So in these two shlokas, Shankaracharya, he gives an example to show the role of vasanakshaya. Vasanakshaya cannot produce knowledge because pramanam alone can produce knowledge, shravanam alone can produce knowledge, and vasanakshaya cannot produce liberation also. Then what is the role of vasanakshaya? Acharya says, the knowledge that we have attained by Shravanam and then again emphasized by Mananam has got the fragrance of freedom in it. That is true. It is like a sandalwood piece which has a fragrance of peace, of joy, of fullness. But as long as these vasanas are there, they produce a foul smell. And the foul smell of the vasana trayam overpowers the fragrance of jnanam. The fragrance is there, but it is not known. For example, yes, sandalwood, if it is stuck in drainage, in fact, he gives that example only here. Agaru divya vasana. Agaru means a fragrant piece of sandalwood. Like sandalwood, divya vasana, fragrant smell, divya vasana. And this smell has been durgandha duta. Covered, it is overpowered by the foul smell. And the foul smell comes from where? From the fungus which is formed, or the mold which is formed over the sandalwood. And how did this fungus come? Jaladi samsarga vashat prabhuta. Because of the contact with water, jalam, because of the continued wetness of the sandalwood. Therefore, the beauty of the example is what? The foul smell has been generated from where? From the sandalwood only. And this fragrance also belongs to what? Belongs to the sandalwood only. Similarly, the fragrance of Jivan Mukti is there in me only. I have got the knowledge. And the foul smell also comes from me only because of the Vasanatrayam. Of these two, which one is natural to sandalwood and which is incidental? Thank God, fragrance is natural, foul smell is incidental. So, if you really rub, then you know. In the same way, rub with the help of Nididhyasanam. Shravanam Mananam is already done. Now, we have to rub it with the help of Nididhyasanam or alert living or Vedanta friendly living. So, that Durgandha, that foul smell, that has to be rubbed off. Then the sugandha, the nice smell will manifest. Now if you look at the shloka, jaladi samsarga vashat prabhuta durgantam dutagaru divya vasana. The two lines, they should be put together in one compound word actually. You know, samsarga, samsarga means contact. With whom? The sandalwood. Sandalwood contact with water. From that, prabhutam. Prabhutam means generated. Vashat. Vashat means because of. So, because of the contact of sandalwood with water, generated a foul smell, and because of overpowered by that foul smell, what happened? Divya vasana. It overpowered the divya vasana, nice smell. So, we have to start from the end of the compound word. So, the fragrance of the sandalwood, which is overpowered by the foul smell, generated by the contact of the sandalwood with water, etc. and all that thing. And now, to get back to the sandalwood, how to get back? Sangarshanena, just rub. Just rub against a rough surface by rubbing the sandalwood. So, bahya gande viduyamane, the incidental smell, which is, you know, extraneous to the sandalwood. It is bahya gandha. Extraneous to the sandalwood, it is not natural to it. So, vidhuyamane, when it is removed, what happens? Samyak vibhati. samyak what we have to actually go to the second line again divya vasana samyak vibhati that fragrant smell comes out nicely samyak vibhati so one need not do anything else just to handle the vasanas only vedanta is already put in the mind shravanam has been done mananam has been done through the upanishad through the gita shravanam so knowledge is adequate enough one does not need any mystic experience or anything at all mystic experience all those idea they came because of what is the obstacle was not known earlier and therefore people think that I have theoretical knowledge I am like this because mystic experience has not come yet they are waiting for some mystic experience we have this wrong idea there is no need for any mystic experience at all we inquire only handling the durvasanas and as even it is handled we can experience not brahman but the brahma jnana phalam we have to be careful this we mentioned in the beginning itself we are not experiencing brahman but the brahma jnana phalam in the form of shanti in the form of purnatvam all those things That is why we said Brahma Anubhava is not there. Brahma Jnana Phala Anubhava alone is there. And what is that Phala Anubhava? There is a constant relaxation throughout. This is the sandalwood example. Shankaracharya has to extend this example to us also. We are all what? We are all sandalwood. So he has to rub all of us. Yeah, different kind of rubbing he has to do. Shloka 274. अन्तश्रितान्त दुरन्तवासनां धूली विलित्वा विलिप्ता परमात्मवासनां प्रज्ञादिसङ्घर्षणतो विशुद्धा प्रतीयते चन्दनगन्धवत्स्फुटम् सो परमात्मवासना हेस् बीन् अक्वैर्ड् बै ए पर्सन् थ्रू श्रवणम् बै लिसनिङ्ग् By getting this knowledge. So by repeated listening, he has registered in his mind, I am not the body-mind complex. I am not related to the external world. Nothing belongs to me. I belong to none. I am the Asanga Chaitanyam. He has learned all this through Shravana. This he has listened many times and he has formed Adhyatma Samskara, a spiritual Samskara, spiritual vasana formed by Shravana that he has already done. But what is the problem that he is facing now? Even though there is the fragrance of spiritual knowledge, unfortunately, the other smell, namely Deha Vasana, Loka Vasana, Shastra Vasana, all of them, they produce different types of distinct afflictions in him. And relatively, the foul smell of Deha Vasana and the fragrance of Viveka Chudamani, between them, what is dominant now? Shankaracharya says, for some people, the Vasana Trayam is dominant, overpowering Paramatma Vasana. So he says in the second line, Paramatma Vasana Vilipta. There is an overcoating. There is some coating over. And what is that coating? That is dhuli. Dhuli means it is any impurity which can be compared to a fungus, for example, the dirt, all those impurities, which is in the form of vasana, loka vasana, shastra vasana, deha vasana. So these three are the dhuli, they are the impurities, they are the foul smelling impurities, which is coated over Vedanta jnanam. And why do we call these vasanas as impurities? Because duranta vasana. Duranta, that which produces a negative result, unfavorable result, or sorrow producing vasanas. Durantam means dukkha rupam antam palam yasya. They are called impurities since each one produces sorrow. How? We can see in the Bhagavad Gita itself, yehi samsparshaja bhogaham dukkha yonaya evate. Adyantavanta kaunteya nateshu ramante buddha. Every relationship has the potential to cause sorrow. This loka relationship, all the worldly relationships, and the physical body has very much the potential to cause sorrow. And Shastra Vasana also produces sorrow because at no time one can complete all the Shastras. Not only that, by the time one studies, for example, 10 texts, 10 Upanishads, to remember the 10 itself is a big struggle. How many things one can remember? Many people are even depressed by that. They cannot remember. So Shastra can bind if one does not know how to handle that knowledge. Overwhelming. Therefore, they are all called Duranta Vasana, binding Vasanas. And they are Ananta, they are endless. How can it be called endless? Previously only we said three. We only said the Vasana Trayam, right? Now we are saying endless. Because each one of them can be subdivided into thousands. Loka Vasana can be identification with the house, with every relative, even my pet dog. There is a dog Vasana. Because when you go to this Gaya, when people do Gaya Shraddham and dog, when they offer so many pindas to, you know, various ancestors, the priest will ask, if you have a pet in your house to whom you are very attached and the pet died, offer a pinda for that also. So all these things, they are all there. They are all real. So all these Vasanas, they are all there. So similarly, Deha Vasana can be divided into so many thousands, and also Shastra Vasana, Vedanta Vasana, Tarka Vasana, Mimamsa Vasana, Vyakarana Vasana, so many Vasanas are there. And therefore he says Ananta Vasana. And where are they? Vasanas are samskaras. They are always in the subconscious mind. One never knows that they are even there. They are all hidden. They are all in potential form, in dormant form. Then how do you say it is there? Because you are not able to, if you never know it is there at all or not, then how do you say it is there? Right? Because that question will come. Because when they generate sorrow, one can connect every sorrow to one of the Vasanas. They are inferred from the effects of the product or the products in the form of memories, in the form of worries, pains, various actions. And so Shankaracharya says, Antaha Shritaha. They are all within the deep mind, in the subconscious mind. We don't know what will come when. That is why some people say, I don't know why my mood is very bad today. We have heard people making statements like that. I don't know why I have a bad mood today. That means what? All others are going to have a tough time for the full day today. All relatives and other people in the house. That means one of the Vasanas is triggered. So, Antaha Shrita. Shrita means Sthita. So, what is the essence of these two lines now? The knowledge received from the Guru is often overpowered by our own vasanatrayam, our samsara, our habits. Therefore, what is required is rubbing them off. And how to do it? Given in the third line, prajnyadi sangarshanataha. Sangarshanam means rubbing, or rubbing in the form of prajna. Prajna in this context, it means nididhyasana. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, it is said, Tameva dhiro vijnayam prajnam kurvita brahmanaha. So, prajnam kurvita, nididhyasanam kurvita. And what is nididhyasanam? Dwelling upon the teaching and trying to completely assimilate it. To put in crude language, revising the classes. Swamiji says, revising the classes. Normally, what do? We touch. If at all, we touch the Viveka Chudamani book or listen to Viveka Chudamani lecture, maybe this Tuesday, and the next time it is touched or listened only, next Tuesday, if there is a class. For some reason, if the class is either postponed or cancelled, then only the following week it is touched. So, without revision, how can one expect the knowledge to become stronger? So, Shankaracharya says, there is no shortcut for Jivan Mukti. Therefore, prajna. Prajna ati sangarshanataha. By repeated rubbing or dwelling upon the teaching, either in the form of repeated listening or writing notes. Normally people have the habit at the end of the class, they write a note. and then say whatever they have understood, whatever they have listened. If they are, these are all people who are very, very meticulous about doing this, they write down the notes and also note down what doubts they have. Or if someone is available, one can share the teaching. For example, some people I know was a student. She used to come to the class, and after going home, her job is to tell the entire thing, whatever she heard in the class, to her husband. So in that process, her knowledge got much more concretized. So in what way it is done, that does not matter. One need not sit in a Padmasana somewhere and do Nididhyasana and all. There is no need for all of them. They are not compulsory. What is needed is the mind should dwell upon the teaching. That is most important. So name dvesha ragav, name lobha mohav, madho naiva menaiva matsarya bhavaha, na dharmo na charto, na kamo na moksha, chidananda rupaha, shivoham, shivoham. Dwelling upon this teaching, that is called prajna. Prajna ati sankarshanam. Sankarshanam, not even ordinary sankarshanam, it is ati sankarshanam. Intense rubbing. Why? Because fungus is so thick. And then what happened? Nothing new happens, but the fungus goes away. By rubbing, the fungus goes away. He says, Vishuddha. It should be connected to actually Paramatma Vasana of the second line. So the Paramatma Vasana will become brighter. The relative strength will change now. Previously, Vasana Trayam was stronger. Paramatma Vasana was feeble. Now it has reversed. That is why Jivan Mukti is not a sudden event. It is very gradual. It is a transformation. Jivan Mukti is not a flashy experience, but a gradual transformation. If not in this Janma, maybe from so many other Janmas. Just as our body acquired the full growth only gradually. We were all born like small babies and we gradually grew. Similarly, we may not notice it at all prominently also, but transformation does take place. So, Vishuddha Pratiyate, manifest. But, Paramatma Vasana Pratiyate. So, more evident it becomes Sputam. Sputam means we have to connect it actually to Pratiyate. Sputam, more clearly or dominantly, it becomes evident. Like what? Chandana Gandhavate. Like the fragrance of sandalwood, Chandanam. Continuing, Sloka 275. Anatma Vasana Jalaihi Tirobhutatma Vasana Nityatma Nishtaya Tesham Nashe Bhati Swayam Sputam. So the same idea is repeated here. Because Shankaracharya, he feels every student must know this fact very, very well. Else he will lose his direction. That is most important. Achara is concerned that a person can lose his direction. So if the problem is diagnosed, the student does not look for any wrong things like a mystic experience and all that. What he should look for is a gradual receding of this vasana, vasana trayam. Slowly, it should become feebler and weaker. And so, the consequent prominence of knowledge, since it is very important fact, Shankaracharya, he repeats it many times. So, he says, Atma Vasana Tirobhuta. Same idea. The spiritual samskara, Atma Vasana, is spiritual samskara. And how was it acquired? By Shravana. We should remember that when we talk about Nididhyasanam, we assume that Shravanam is already over. Shravanam and Mananam are already over. Therefore, Atma Vasana is acquired studying the scriptures for a length of time. But in spite of that study, what has happened now? Tirobhuta. He says, I understand well. That is Atma Vasana. Atma Vasana is there very well. So I understand very well. And immediately he says, but, you know, habitual identification. Immediately he says what? That Anatma Vasana has come. The moment he says, but, I understand well, and put the but next. then the moment you say but, that means anatma vasana has, that has come. So anatma vasana jalaihi, by the habitual identification called viparita bhavana. We have introduced all these terms earlier. Viparita bhavana, that is called jala. Jala means a network of vasana, a net. So many strings are there, and I am caught in them. I find it very difficult to disentangle myself from that net. So jalaihi. He puts plural to indicate that these are ananta, ananta jalaihi. And what type of nets it is? Ananta vasana, which are in the form of anatma vasana. This is one name for vasana trayam. For anatma vasana is another name for vasana trayam, loka vasana, deha vasana and shastra vasana. And all these three put together is called anatma vasana here. And actually in Bhagavad Gita also in the 16th chapter, they are called asuri sampat. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsarya, ragadvesha, salada. They all come under this anatma vasana. By that, tribhuta. Atma vasana is overpowered. Tirobhuta means overpowered. So what a person has to do? Nitya atma nishtaya. By dwelling on that atma, in keeping with shravanam, whatever shravanam taught, in keeping with that, one should dwell upon that. I don't say atma is free. No use. Atma should be understood as what? Atma is free, that's fine. There's no point in me just only saying that. I should understand that atma is aham, that is myself. I don't say atma is free, but I know atma means the self. First person singular. So one should train oneself to say, I am asangaha, aham shuddaha, aham punya papa rahitaha, aham akarta, aham abhokta. This abhyasa, this is called nitya atma nishtha. Or to put it differently, it is nitya atma nishtha is equal to nididhyasana abhyasa. Otherwise it is called brahma abhyasa. That is why it is said, tat chintanam, tat kathanam, anyonyam, tat prabodhanam, ekameva paratvancham, brahma abhyasam, vidur buddhaha. That is how the abhyasa should be done. It is also called brahma abhyasam, nididhyasanam, vasanakshaya, different names, the same process, same sadhana. And what happens? Tesham nashe. Tesham. Teshna means all this vasana, jalanam. Nashe, when they become weaker, feebler, it never becomes zero. We should be careful here. It becomes only weaker. It doesn't become zero. Never expect to become zero also. If it is zero, then it is idealism. Never happens. If you expect zero, then that will create another type of frustration also. It should become sufficiently feebler enough not to affect me. I can ignore it. It may be at best in the form of some casual thoughts which don't get concretized in the form of words and actions. When they become weak, Atma Vasana Swayam Sputam Bhavati. Atma Vasana means the spiritual samskaras, they will become more and more prominent. Swayam Sputam Bhavati. Vedantic way of life is no more deliberate for me. It becomes spontaneous. I don't have to make any more effort. It is natural for me. During Nididhyasanam, Vedantic way of life was deliberate. It requires an effort. And in due course, it becomes spontaneous or natural for the Jivan Mukta. And how can we know this progress? Because people always have this question, how can I know this progress? Whether I have become Jivan Muktaha or not. Actually, we have already mentioned this in some other context earlier. There are three parameters to know. What are those? Number one, study the frequency of one's unhealthy reactions like fear, anger, jealousy, frustration. How frequently it happens to me? Previously, it was there all the time. I was in one of these at least all the time. So reduction of frequency of unhealthy responses to unfavorable situations, that is parameter number one. These are all things which we have to monitor. And number two is the intensity of reaction. So frequency of reaction is number one. Then the intensity of the reaction. When the intensity is very high, the negative reaction expresses at three levels: through the thought, through the word, and through the deed. So as Arjuna said in the first chapter, Sidanti mama gatrani mukancha parishushyati vepatuscha sharire me. For Arjuna, the intensity of reaction was so high that not only he was extremely disturbed mentally, his mouth was scorching, body was shivering, all those things was happening. When the intensity is medium, there is mere physical, though physical, but mental and verbal reactions only are there, physical reactions are not there. He will blabber a few things perhaps and will feel sorry later also. So it will be mental and verbal. And when it becomes still feeble, it just raises in the mind and I am able to manage that in the mind level itself. That is the reduction of intensity. And the final parameter, so one is frequency, another is the intensity. And the final parameter is the duration of the recovery period. After every reaction, how long do I take to come back to normalcy? There is a saying, Uttamaha Kshana Kopasyat. Madhyame Ghatika Ghatikadvayam. Adame Syat Ahoratram Papishte Maranantakaha. In an Uttama Purusha, anger may come, but it is Kshana Kopaha. Only for a moment, the anger is there. Madhyame Ghatikadvayam. For a medium person, a person who is a mediocre person, it is for a few minutes perhaps. The anger lasts for a few minutes. Adamesyate ahoratram in the Adama Purusha. If he gets angry perhaps in the morning, it perhaps extends throughout the day. And papishte maranantakaha for a papajanma. Even if the other person is dead, just a mere thought of him, his blood boils. So as the vasana akshaya takes place, all these three, they become less and less again. So one has to monitor that. Don't expect a flashy, sudden change. And if you want to very strictly observe the progress, the only method is, perhaps people have the habit of writing a journal or writing diary every day. You have to see what all instances I reacted. We have to examine our day-to-day behavior. This is the only way to find out where we stand. In the school, the children get a progress report, you know, from the teacher. In our life, maybe when the spouse congratulates that, you know, you have changed very well. For example, sometimes this may happen, oh, you have changed very well. That may be a progress report perhaps. Perhaps the spouse is happy that at least during the class time, she or he can be free for herself. So the Acharya says, Sputam Bhati Swayam. That means what? You need not do anything to knowledge. Knowledge will become brighter as the vasanas, they become feebler. That is what the idea is. Shloka 276. Yata yata pradyagavastitam manaha tata tata munchati bahya vasanam. Nissesha mokshe sati vasananam atmanubodhi pradibanta shunyam. Again, the same idea is repeated in a different language. Krishna Acharya says, Yatha yatha manaha pradyak avastitam. As even the mind practices nididhyasanam more and more, previously what? It was shravana dominated sadhana. As time goes, later, it is nididhyasana dominant. So in what form? Pradyagavastitam, by the mind dwelling upon the Atma, my own true nature, my higher nature, my own greatness. What the mind, when the mind dwells on this, tata tata, as even becomes stronger, nididhyasana becomes stronger, bahya vasanam munchati. The renunciation of vasana trayam also that becomes more and more. Munchati, one gives up all of them. One becomes freed from bahya vasana. So atma, anatma vasana or bahya vasana or vasana trayam. So nididhyasanam is the method of vasana kshaya. And vasananam nishesha mokshasati. When the vasanas are totally eliminated, nishesha moksha means totally eliminated. Again, here also we should be careful. First of all, we made a point that we are bothered about durvasanakshaya only. We said shubhavasana can be there. Durvasanakshaya only we were worried about it. As far as shubhavasana is concerned, they can continue. So, when durvasanas are also gone totally or almost totally, you know, we have to be again careful. There is nothing like an ideal situation. It is like purity of an object, like gold. When they say it is pure, 99%, 99.99999, so many nines they put, but they never put 100%. Because Krishna himself, he tells in the 14th chapter of the Gita, prakashancha pravrittincha moham mohameva cha pandava. So even jnani, he goes through the sattva guna, rajoguna, tamoguna fluctuations. The only difference is what? For a jnani, sattva guna is dominant. But still, there can be moments of moha. But it will be so feeble, it may just appear and disappear without causing any permanent damage to him or to other people. And therefore, nishesha moksha, don't take it literally here, when they are as good as destroyed, not completely destroyed, that means their presence no more affects me. It has reached such a purity, so vasanana, then what happens? Atma anubhutihi, self-awareness. And which self? Not body or mind or ego awareness, but self-awareness that I am different from all these three. This self-awareness becomes what? Continuous. Which they call as sahaja dhyanam, sahaja samadhi. They use such kind of words. What does it mean? Whatever I do in life, I don't lose sight of this fact. What is the fact? I am ever free. Not because there are no problems in the family. My freedom is in spite of family problems, in spite of company problems, physical problems. No joint works as you grow old. Knee pain, that pain, this pain. Still, I am free. This is called self-awareness. Pashyan, Shrinvan, Sprishan, Jigran. Indriyani, Indriyarteshu Vartante, Guna, Guneshu Vartante. But aham naiva kinchit karomi. That knowledge, as Krishna said in the Gita, when? Not during meditation alone. Throughout the transaction, this self-awareness continues. That is called atma anubhutihi here. Atma anubhuti does not mean a mystic experience. One should be very careful. It only means my self-awareness. And what is that? Aham Sula, Sukshma, Karana Sharirat, Vitiriktaha, Avastatraya Sakshi, Panchakosha Vilakshanaha, Sachidananda Surupaha, Asmi, as we defined in Tattva Bodha. Not that during transaction that he is deliberately, he remembers that, but especially while driving, person when they drive, even when our minds are alert, we are in trouble when we are driving. And if we say sula sukshma karana sharira vyatirikta when we are driving, we will be in deeper trouble. No. So what is constant self-awareness then? The mind is involved in deliberate worldly action. But at the back of the mind, the subconscious mind, there is a constant awareness and that is called pratibandha shunya. Without any obstacle, there is the self-awareness. That is why Atmanishta or Jnananishta should be defined in what form? Jnananishta is this. If self-knowledge is available for your rescue whenever you want it, then you have got Nishta. It is like the 911 service. It is available all the time. But you cannot be calling 911 all the time, right? But whenever you need it, it is available. Similarly, self-knowledge also. If it is available at your back, at your beck and call, anytime it's available, automatically it comes. If depression comes, self-knowledge is activated. Worry comes, self-knowledge is activated. Fear comes, self-knowledge is activated. For example, if the smoke comes, alarm automatically goes in the house. Fire truck immediately comes. So whenever fear, jealousy, depression, worry, they all raise in the mind, as even it raises, the self-knowledge alarm will go off and will handle that. This is self-awareness. Shloka 278. Svatman eva sada stitva mano nasyati yoginah vasana anam kshayaschatah svadhyasapanayam kuru. So to enjoy Jivan Mukti, one has to do the vasana kshaya. That is imperative. So svatman eva sada stitva. May you dwell upon yourself. Invoke your higher nature, the Atma, instead of Ahankara, which is invoked all the time. What is invoked by us? All the time Ahankara. When? Sada, all the time. One may ask, how to do it always? Because we have to do so many other things also, so many work, chores, I have to go to work. That is why we said, Shankaracharya, he keeps a sannyasi in mind whenever he recites this shloka. But for other people, we will interpret Sada as what? As often as possible. It is not sada in the sense of the 24 hours, but as often as possible. When no one in the family speaks to you, for example, don't complain. Take it as an advantage so that you can do nididhyasanam during that time. Otherwise, my son or daughter-in-law, they don't talk to me at all. Daughter-in-law does not want us to interfere in her affairs. All these complaints, you know, well and good, no problem. You have all the time for nididhyasanam. Therefore, as often as possible, may you dwell upon the self. Which means, practice nididhyasanam and by way of that, swadhyasa apanayam kuru. May you remove your viparita bhavana. And swadhyasa means swadhyasa. Swadhyasa means superimposition upon the self. False notions regarding the self. So, swadhyasa actually can be defined as the viparita bhavana or vasanatrayam, which we have seen earlier. So, vasanatrayasya apanayam, weakening of that. Apanayam is weakening of that. You cannot suddenly, you know, take the whole thing out because the dirt is so thick. So, we have to take it layer after layer. Therefore, swadhyasa can be interpreted. Swadhyasa can be actually also interpreted in two ways. One is swasmin. Atmani anatmanaha adhyasaha swadhyasaha and anatmani swasyasya atmanaha adhyasaha. So superimposition of atma upon anatma and superimposition of anatma upon atma, which is called anyonya adhyasaha in Vedanta, mutual superimposition. Actually, we have seen this anyonya adhyasaha earlier also in the rope snake example. For example, a poisonous snake is superimposed on a rope. So, Rajau Sarpasya Adhyasaha it is. And there is another imposition also. When we say there is a snake, the snake does not have existence of its own. Existence belongs to what? Belongs to the rope only. That existence belonging to the rope has been transferred to the snake. Therefore, there is exchange of snakeness and existence, both. Snakeness is given to the rope and the existence of the rope is given to the snake. So, this mutual transference of snakeness and existence is called anyonya adhyasa. Similarly, when a person says, I am a human being, the humanness which does not belong to the Atma, because Atma is not a human or an animal or any of those, and the amness, I am, when I say I am, that amness means existence, which belongs to the Atma, that is transferred to the human being, who is really speaking, that person is non-existent. Thus, existence is superimposed on Anatma, and Anatma properties are superimposed on Atma. Similarly, consciousness also. So, wherever properties are involved, there we should say anatma is superimposed on atma. And whenever existence or consciousness is involved, it is atma superimposition on anatma. This is called anyonya adhyasaha. That is indicated here by the word swadhyasa. Both superimposition. So సో సస్మిన్ అనాత్మన అధ్యాస అండ్ అనాత్మని స్వస్య అధ్యాస. సో ఇన్ వన్ స్వస్మిన్ ఇస్ యాక్చువల్లీ సప్తమి విభక్తి, ఇన్ ది అదర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ స్వస్య ఇస్ షష్ఠీ విభక్తి. సో బోత్ బై సప్తమి సత్పురుష సమాసేన అండ్ షష్ఠీ సత్పురుష సమాసేన అధ్యాసద్వయం అపి అనేన పదేన ఉచ్యతే. అండ్ మే యూ రిమూవ్ దిస్ మ్యూచువల్ సూపర్ ఇంపొజిషన్ అండ్ దిస్ బీయింగ్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ శంకరాచార్య హీ రిపీట్స్ ఇట్ సెవరల్ టైమ్స్ బిగినింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్లోక 277 ఇన్ 8 శ్లోకాస్ హీ యూసెస్ దిస్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ స్వాధ్యాస అపనయం కురు. సో ది ఫోర్త్ క్వార్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది 8 శ్లోకాస్ దట్ ఈస్ ది సేమ్ ఆత్మని అనాత్మత్వ బుద్ధి అపనయం కురు. By way of that, what happens? Ataha vasana kshayaha bhavati. By that practice, vasana will become feebler. Vasana kshayaha bhavati, feebler and feebler. So, vasana kshaya abhyasena vasana kshayaha bhavati. Not only that, yoginakam manaha nashayati. The mind of such meditator gets destroyed. Manaha nashayati. Manonasha. Or amani bhava. We have already seen this word, amani bhava. That takes place. And what does it mean? We have seen this word, manonashaha. Manonashaha means, it's not literally manonasha, destroying the mind. If it's not jnani's mind is destroyed, then he will be like a stone only. If mind is gone, he's like a stone. So when we say jnani's mind is destroyed, it means the problematic or the binding mind or the heavy mind, that is destroyed. And in place, there comes a beautiful mind, a light mind, an enjoyable mind, pleasurable mind that comes. And how do we know that a jnani has got such a mind? Again, Krishna says, santushtaha satatam yogi yatatma dradanishchayaha. We have seen that. Advesta sarvabhutanam maitra karuna evacha. Jnani has got compassion. Jnani has got contentment. All these are in the mind or in Atma. They are all only in the mind. Compassion, kindness, contentment, they are all mental states. Therefore, Jnani has the mind, but it is what type of mind it is? It is a compassionate mind. It is a light mind. It is a contented mind. Than the previous binding, terrible mind. That was that originally. The ignorant mind. And that mind gets destroyed. So manonashaha means that mind gets destroyed. This is called manonashaha, the jnana phalam. So what is the jnana phalam now? Vasana akshaya manonasha rupena pratibandha nivrittihi. Pratibandha, all these obstacles are removed through manonasha. Manonasha here refers to the vasana akshaya by making the vasanas feebler and feebler through the process of nididhyasana. We will continue with the next shloka in the next webinar. యో వేదాదౌ స్వర ప్రోక్తో వేదాంతే చ ప్రతిష్ఠితః తస్య ప్రకృతిలీనస్య యః పరస్సమహేశ్వరః శ్రీకృష్ణార్పణమస్తు.